You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, October 5th, 2016, week 175 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stack.
And you heard it right, we're Destiny Pizzas. So, since it's Wednesday, we're going to do a little bit of WeViewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. Mm-hmm. So, let's get into it. What TV shows did you watch this week, Mike?
I think I only did watch did you only Luke watch Cage. Cage?
Should we start with Luke Cage, or should I just talk about all the other shows
I almost feel like we should end with Luke Cage.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to think of any other shows I watched. Let me...
Oh, I forgot about one. I watched Atlanta. Let's do Atlanta
first. Rebels. Star Wars Rebels came back. I watched that. So, I'll talk about that first. I mean, nothing really to talk about, but... Rebels is back, which is cool. I didn't see the new Atlanta this week.
It was titled Justin Bieber, I think?
Yeah, something about Bieber. Something.
That was interesting.
Was it good?
I liked it.
Cool. I gotta watch that. But, yeah, I haven't... Another episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider's pretty cool. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So, Atlanta... It's great. I don't know. This show, I think Donald Glover's stalking my life, bro. Like, some of the things that happened in the show, especially in this episode, like, there's a scene where, like, I don't know the guy's name, but mm-hmm. let's just call him Short Term 12.
Mm-hmm. He's
Keith
the...
Stanfield, I think is his name.
Yeah. He's really good in the
he's
show.
Really, I love him. Really I think he's good. One of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
He goes to, like, he has these, like, crazy dogs. And so he goes to the gun range and he has like, he unrolls it and it's like a dog target. And people are like, you can't shoot that. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
Oh, I love the episode where he's trying to get him money and then they end he's up like, getting the dog. And he's like, you'll have your money in six months.
He's like, I asked you if you need the money today.
Oh, that's
so good. So yeah. And then Donald Glover's storyline, or I don't know what's his name? Ernie.
They call him Ern.
Yeah. His is like about, he's like at this charity basketball game with Paperboy and he's like talking, someone like mistakes him for someone else and is like, oh, just come up with the, like come up to the floor where everyone, all the other agents are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like talking and networking really well. So mm-hmm. I'm like, been there, done that. Pretty much the show is just like a checklist for me. I'm like, did I do that? Yeah. And then Paperboy was in a charity basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really funny. Against this guy named Justin Bieber. But it's like a black kid. So I got really confused by that. I was like, wait, is his rap name Justin Bieber? Or is he like just a version? Like they just call him just like he is Justin. He's
in
supposed
that universe,
to be Justin
maybe?
Bieber, but he's black. Yeah. And then it was really cool because at the end he like sings a song and it's actually Childish Gambino's like new song.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
Like they just didn't tell anyone.
Yeah. Nice.
Or I don't know if like Childish Gambino's going to release it ever. Or
uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's crazy how like they. Like, even that song, Paperboy, it's like, that could be a
that's
real
song. That's such a good
that
song. Could,
that's,
dig,
that's like a
dude,
real song.
I find myself singing it to myself because I'm like, I forgot. I was like, what did I say? I was like, because I go like, Paperboy, all about that Paperboy. And then someone said something to me. I think my mom said something. She was like, I don't know, whatever. And then I was like, blah, blah, boy. All about that blah, blah, boy. And then someone called me a farmer boy. And I was like, farmer boy. All about them farmer boy. So like, yeah, I just do that all the time with everything.
Yeah.
It's so catchy.
It's so, yeah. They gotta have that whole video, right? Because they like show snippets of the video. That whole video probably exists.
I was convinced that it was a Childish Gambino. Like, I'm pretty sure. I was like, if you listen
to
it.
Well, I'm sure he wrote it. Like,
of course
he wrote
it. No, it
sounds
like he rapped it too.
Oh. I wonder if he like will rap that song.
Like if you saw him in concert.
Yeah.
Like, play Paperboy.
Yeah.
Do you think he would hate that? Or do you think he would not mind it?
I think he'd like it because that means the show, like people like the show.
Yeah, but he's like, I think he tries to like separate.
Or
stuff.
He's like, yeah, that's
like if
that's
you went
also
to Childish
true.
Gambino concert and you're like, Troy,
that's
Troy, like, he'd probably
that's
get pissed.
That's true. That's true. And also, you're like, I gave it to that character to do it, and like, it's like, I
it's not
feel like you feel like he's taken it away from the show and the character.
Yeah,
I guess, maybe.
So yeah, Atlanta's great. If you're not watching it, I don't know what.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
It's a yeah,
and it's only like. The other appeal is like it's like a half hour show, which you don't get many like half.
Is it?
Yeah, it's only half hour.
I mean, I just watch it on FX.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but it's only like usually because I think it's more of like a drama than like there's funny stuff.
It's funny stuff.
But like you usually think of those type of shows as like an hour show, where this is like just 20 minutes.
Yeah. And it's just like it has everything. That's what like it's not just a drama. It's a comedy. Yeah. Also, it has
like,
everything.
A lot
it
of
has,
like it's situated.
You see like the relationship between him and his baby mama. You see him and his family, like him and his parents. You see him and his cousin.
It's like
you
really character based. Like all the characters.
Him and this new guy that is like hanging out with his cousin, and he's like, I don't really know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm trying to make like an honest living out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Happy endings. I finished it. Just caught me by surprise. I was like, damn, I'm a mess. Like, how did I finish three?
Yeah, because you had already seen it all, right? You were just going back through
it?
Yeah,
I was just going through just to watch something.
Yeah.
And I finished it, and I was like, I love the show so much.
Why did you get canceled?
Why did you get canceled? I was like, why can't they just bring it back? I was like, none of these people are doing anything. Just bring it back.
Yeah, I feel like that. Like we live in that era where that's a possibility. Yeah. It's like they stopped shows.
And like they didn't age that much since then.
Yeah. They should bring it back. Like I thought people were like clamoring to get it back.
Yeah.
But it first got canceled.
But then the worst thing about that is like, God forbid you get like an Arrested Development season 4.
Yeah.
Where like it's like, come on.
Yeah.
But those people, the reason season 4 came out like that is because they were all busy and they couldn't film together.
Yeah.
So they filmed separately and then we got season 4.
Yeah. That's the hard part. It's like, it's not the same as it was because they made it in such a weird way.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have that problem with Happy Endings.
No.
Kevin from work, I started watching that show because I was on Netflix and I was like, let's see this. So then I watched like a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird to me. There's a word that someone should invent. Someone, maybe that person's me. It's probably like a French word for it. You know how they always say like, oh, this word doesn't translate to English.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word means, you can come up with the word. It means when you're like, when you watch a few episodes of a show and don't realize that it got canceled. So then you go to Wikipedia and you're like, how is this show going to be renewed or something? And then you find out it was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of like, God damn it. Why did I watch 4 episodes of this?
Yeah, because now you like know they either left it off at not a good place and you're like, I want more of it.
Yeah.
Or you're like...
And then I'm like, why is like, this even on Netflix if it's only one season of a show that got canceled?
Yeah.
Recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
and
is...
I think it's on Freeform.
That is odd. Odd thing.
Which is probably my first mistake.
Yeah. I mean, it's Freeform. Like, well, what's on Freeform
now? You know what network these shows are on because if you watch them on Netflix, there's like a thing at the beginning.
Yeah. They tell
tells you what channel it's on.
I thought there was only a few networks that had that deal.
ABC does it.
Yeah, ABC does it. I know that. But I don't think I don't know if all of them do.
But yeah, the show's really stupid, and I'm going to watch it.
You're going to finish it still. Because it's only...
Have like 5 episodes or 4
That's the other thing.
Left.
Now you're like, if you watch a bad show, you're like, oh, now it's over, though.
Granted, I've tried... The episode I'm currently on, I've gone back to 3 times to try to, like... And I didn't even start back at the beginning. Like, I'm stuck in the middle of this episode. So, it's just stupid. Because I was, like, confused by the character dynamics. And I was like, wait, is this guy gay? There's 2 characters I thought were gay, not gay.
Mm.
Not with each other. And I'm like, they're just not gay at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the show's not as progressive as I thought, I think. I don't know.
You thought they had 2 gay characters and they weren't dating each other. And it was unique for a show. And then you're like...
I think it's just because I watched Happy Endings and I saw like a gay character that was so not like normally gay.
You're like, every show I watch on Netflix, there's a gay character.
Yeah, I was like, where's the gay character in the show?
Yeah.
That's what I've been watching Atlanta. I'm like, when are they going to out Paperboy? Like, which is actually, oh wait, no, never mind. I was like, you don't really see him with any women. Maybe the other dude is gay.
I don't know. There's only like 5 episodes so far. So.
And there's only like 4 characters in the whole show. That
yeah, exactly. So. They don't really run into too many like strangers.
And one of them has a kid, so it can't be him.
Yeah.
Gallivant, I started and I like it, but it's weird.
This show got canceled too, right?
After 2 seasons, yeah. I don't know if it got canceled or if it ended.
Or ended. Yeah, it may have ended. That's the other thing with shows. Sometimes they are designed that way.
Yeah.
For a limited run.
But it's like, I enjoy it thoroughly, but for some reason I can only watch it I think it's, I don't know if it's 30 up or 30 minute episodes, like supposed to be 30 minute episodes or supposed to be hour long episodes, but around the 40 minute mark or like an hour, one episode and like 10 minutes is the max I can watch in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like I'm trying to binge it.
Yeah.
I just can't for
some reason. Things are hard to binge.
It's weird.
But it is a weird concept.
But it's enjoyable. I enjoy it when I watch it.
Yeah.
And every time I sit down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to binge it. And then I just can't.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I just handle this for this.
It's weird. I don't know.
Huh.
Like, I understand that feeling if I'm not enjoying it, but I am enjoying it.
Yeah, that is weird. If you're enjoying it and you're like, I do want more, but not right now.
Yeah. And then I watched, I'm going to go back to that one.
Yeah.
But The Son of Zorn.
Yeah, how is that show?
Not good.
Okay. That's what I thought from those previews.
But I watched two episodes in one sitting without realizing it.
Oh, really?
So.
Is it like.
It takes place in Orange County.
Is it like crude? Like, are they saying, like, well, who's it for? It's not for children.
No.
Okay.
It's like a late night.
Is it based on something?
No.
So this character never showed up anywhere.
No.
Is it like a He-Man ripoff?
Yeah, it's like a He-Man ripoff.
Okay. That's what I thought it was.
Or like Conan the Barbarian cartoon ripoff.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
I almost thought it was like a character that I shouldn't, like that's in the zeitgeist somewhere.
No.
But I was like, I've never seen this guy. I don't understand.
It's like a ripoff of like 80s cartoons.
Okay.
But.
I don't like the, I just seen like the, some of the trailers. Like, I don't like the, I don't like an animated thing in the real world. I don't know. They don't
it's weird.
I feel like Space Jam does it better.
Yeah.
Like, it looked better. And I mean, they didn't do, they weren't in the real world too much.
And it wasn't also a TV show that had a much lower budget than Space Jam.
True. But it just doesn't look right. And I know that's the point, I guess. Kinda. But
like the
anyways.
Premise is that he's like divorced his wife.
In the world, do they know he's like a cartoon or do they act as if he's like.
They act as if he's like a barbarian.
They act like he'd be a real person. He's like a real person. Okay.
I think that's
weird to me. Like you can't even tell.
I don't remember.
That's even weirder that you can't even tell how they.
That night.
Oh, so you just think you may not be able to tell, but if
you're
sober,
I'm not sure
that other person.
I don't think I could tolerate it if I was sober.
Okay,
but he lives in Orange County, like his ex-wife lives in Orange County,
mm-hmm.
and in a fake city called Fullerton Hills.
Wait, so he has a child?
Yeah, so him and this woman had a child,
wait, and it's a regular person, not
it's a regular
animated.
Human. So he's trying to like raise it as if he's like a barbarian.
Okay.
So he like gives it like on his son's 16th birthday, he gives it that falcon, like that giant falcon.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife or his ex-wife is like, what are you doing? You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So it's like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of stupid.
I feel like if you even made him like a real life, it makes no sense. Okay. I guess it does make more
sense.
Actually,
that would be fun. I would watch that show. If it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like Conan the Barbarian, like as a father.
But I think it does make more sense,
but
as,
he's
it,
like
as an
the
animated
only
guy.
Animated character. I mean, you see some other animated characters whenever he's in the, like in the beginning, he's like in his universe or whatever. He's like in his island thing.
And so is see, it like it's, on Earth? Animated. There's a place that's all animated.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's not like he's from a different dimension.
It's as if He-Man took place on Earth somewhere. That's the thing.
Yeah,
He-Man took place on Earth.
Yeah,
and like he just came over here.
Got it.
Like a remote island or something.
Okay.
And then he just came over here and he's
got it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he impregnated
not
a woman.
Not interesting enough to really watch it, but like.
And then they had a divorce.
Huh.
And then it's them mixing it up in the real world.
Yeah. I guess the reason to watch the show is because I have so many questions.
Yeah.
But
I'm doing a terrible job of telling people not to watch the show.
You are, because you're just bringing up so many more questions.
And I don't have the answer.
Yeah. I just have more questions than when we started.
Let me try to answer
actually did answer a lot of the questions.
Do you have any more questions?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Like, you won't have the answers because, like, the show has to develop into, like, I want to know, is he able to have like a cartoon child, like if he was with,
no, I can't answer that one.
That's what I'm saying. The more questions I have,
if he had sex with a cartoon character, maybe.
But like, is he always gonna have a human child if he has sex with a human? Or is it like,
I don't know.
I know you don't have the answers. That's why I'm saying I have so many more questions.
Maybe.
That maybe by the show's run, by the, it's gonna go 10 seasons strong, maybe.
Oh god, not. It will not.
I know.
I promise you.
But
they want it to.
Of course,
like,
they
you
do.
See so much promotion.
I know. That's like, I know this show exists because
you
like,
see billboards and bus stop ads.
Yeah,
and
so
everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, who does the voice? I think he's somebody famous.
Yeah, I think it is someone famous.
Does the voice?
It has a lot of famous faces in it. Son of Zorn. I think the first episode's on YouTube also.
Oh, okay. That's another thing a lot of shows are doing.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta did that. It's a really big thing. Which is smart.
Jason Sudeikis.
Ah, that's what it is.
Then I watched You Were the Worst. And this episode was a real downer.
Ooh.
It was all about... You don't watch this, right?
No.
You're missing out.
That's right here. This is another FX show.
Yeah, good. I think that's probably one of the best shows on television right now.
Oh, really?
That people aren't watching.
I think I need to watch.
Yeah.
Then.
And,
so we're just in the swing where I watch all those superhero shows.
Yeah, see?
That's the problem.
Gotta grow up, man.
Nah, man. They're so good.
Gotta...
The Flash, man!
Stop wearing those
underoos. Flashpoint! Flashpoint, man!
But yeah, this one was all about PTSD, and it was like really depressing.
Whoa.
It like really fucked me up when I watched it. I think I watched it, and I just couldn't sleep that night. It was...
Did you hear what Donald Trump said about PTSD today?
Do I care? Yeah, I'm sure he said something horrible.
No, he was like...
PTSD was made up or something.
No, he said like... He said like soldiers like get PTSD. Some soldiers, they can't handle it or something.
You know what?
Something stupid like that.
Put him in a war zone.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, he doesn't put anything in perspective. He just says some dumb stuff.
That was the same thing as, like, oh my God, at work today.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, to one of my coworkers, I'm like, did you hear about what happened to Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, did she die? And then another coworker's like, she deserved to. And then I'm like, and then someone else laughed. And I was like, you guys are saying someone deserves to die.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I feel like people don't have empathy. They can't put themselves in other people's shoes for some reason.
I was like...
I understand if you don't like them or something.
And
but
then
it's like...
The coworker who said she deserved to is like, oh, please. She was robbed of, like, what, $10 million? You shouldn't be carrying around that much money. And then he stopped his concert to go take care of her. She's like, she should have told him, like, oh, no, I'll be okay. And I was like, have you ever had a gun in your face?
I like, know. It's like, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. When you got a gun in your face...
It's
you,
horrifying.
You're done. Like, it doesn't matter. If you had 10 bucks on you and you had a gun in your face, like, oh, you shouldn't have that. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that someone had a gun in your face.
Yeah, I was like...
That's terrifying.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It really upset me.
I think that's what a lot of people do. Like, if they don't like somebody, they don't care the situation. They can't even... Like, I could not like somebody and be like, yeah, but if they got a gun, like, I can feel bad for people.
Yeah, you feel bad for people you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really pissed me off. I watched Single by 30. What happened in this episode? Oh, this was a weird episode. I watched this episode a bunch of times because I was talking about it with a friend. Well, now it's like a few people that watch it, and
ooh,
I just
core
text them on
group.
Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what did you think? New episode out. And then they're like, well, this is weird. Like, this is unrealistic, and then this is unrealistic, and then this. And I was like, well, I do that.
Did they ever make any contradictions that takes place in 2014? Are there any contradictions to my theory? Well, it's not really a theory. It's per their timeline they gave me. But is
I
there,
don't know.
Is there, I think it was 2014. I already forgot what my time.
Because it was like 90. I thought it was. No, because it was supposed to be 94 and then 12 years later. But it's technically like 11 years later because he's 18 and she's turning 30. Like, he just turned 30 and she's turning 30. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll find out this next episode. This next episode is the last episode. Tonight's episode.
Ooh.
Today's episode. Ooh. Last episode.
Interesting.
But it's like, oh my God, the show has so much. It's like, guys, get together.
Do you feel, how do you think it'll end? Does the show set you up to think a certain thing?
Okay, so the way, what's currently happening in the show is the main character's relationship is extremely rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, he's like, why won't you commit? And she's like, why do I have to commit? You know I like you. And then he's like, but just commit. He's like, I've liked you since I've met you when we were kids. And she's like, then why didn't you just ask me out? Why did you have to be a weirdo and make this marriage pact with me? And I was like, okay, that's a little aggressive. But... And then,
that's not how it happened in that flashback. I
was like, that's not how my marriage.
He was like, "We're a marriage pact."
Yeah. Also, she's like, "Well, why?" He's like, "Well, why don't we?" Just
Actually,
do
wasn't it her idea?
No. Well, he's like, "Why don't we? Like, how about you? We be each other's backup?"
Okay. He wasn't pushing that hard, though.
No.
I mean, come on.
And then I was like, "That's not how my marriage pacts work." And then, so then his like roommate, also slash best friend, mm-hmm. and then her roommate slash best friend, are like in a great relationship together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking they're gonna break up.
The show's really about them in the background.
I think the background character, like the roommates, are gonna break up or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No one's gonna be together at the end of this. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then why is get it really 10 mad seasons? Really, yeah. Or 10 episodes?
10 seasons long.
I'm like,
will they, won't they?
Yeah, I was like, this is a lot of stress for a web series. Yeah, I was like, this is pretty good production value and everything for a show that's on YouTube. Yeah, like it looks really good. Service.
The one, I mean, I assume that the quality stays the same.
Yeah,
but it looked good, the episode as well.
So, yeah, it's annoying. Because I just want to, like, message Gina and be like, hey, what happened? Sucks.
Need to know.
Because it's, like, her... I think it's going to end with... It has to... They're, like, going to... I don't know. Because, like, the rule is it can't be in a relationship by the time she's in her 30th birthday. And he's, like, kind of seeing someone else. And I'm like, I assume it's like he's gonna break up with her like the day before, or the day of her birthday, and just mm-hmm. crash the party or something, and be like, "How about we get married?" Mm-hmm. That would be weird, though. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Let's talk about Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, man. Season one.
Yeah.
I assume it'll get a season two because
I would
that's
be
what all these Marvel Netflix do, and especially when they crash Netflix.
Yeah. So where do you rank this out of this one, Daredevil season one, Daredevil season two, Jessica Jones?
Ooh, this is tough because I love all the shows so much. I don't even remember what I put. If I put Jessica, I think I did. I think I like Jessica Jones more than Daredevil.
Which season?
Okay.
See, I liked.
Here's what I.
Okay.
Okay, you go first, and then let me...
I like Luke Cage more than anything. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite series that has been on television, so I think it's probably like Luke Cage, then Daredevil season 2. I
can say that for sure.
Then Jessica Jones, then Daredevil season 1, I guess. I only like Daredevil season 2 a lot because of the introduction of Elektra and...
Yeah, the characters are so good.
Punisher.
The overarching arc is hard to follow, and it's like...
That's what
there's too many things going on.
Yeah.
But like other than that...
But I thought...
The characters make it really good.
Luke Cage like handled that. Like the characters were great. Only problem I had with the show is, I think it was two actors I thought were like, what terrible actors.
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
And it was Chico, was that the kid?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
And Shades, I thought
Shades,
were
yeah.
terrible actors.
Yeah. Shades was like, I'm like, what choices are you making? Like, this is some weird...
That, and I'm just like, why are you like, wearing sunglasses? I thought that, why is this some sort of superpower?
I think sometimes he does in the comics where he has like some ray guns out of his eyes or something weird like that. I don't think always, but I didn't know why either. I was like, is he blind? They took his glasses off. I'm like, is he blind then? I don't think so.
My problem was like, cause he's like talking to Cottonmouth, and like, I think it was like the first or second episode. So mm-hmm. not that much spoiler. He takes off his sunglasses and starts talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
maybe he's manipulating the truth. Yeah.
When he looks at someone.
Yeah. No, I think it was literally just his things was Shades, I guess. Like, he just, liked wearing... They didn't explain that at all.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know, but he's, like, the guy in That Thing You Do. Where he... That's just his name. His name is Shades.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's a big fan of That Thing You Do.
Possibly.
He might be my favorite character.
There was really one funny part that I liked is when... I don't want to spoil anything. But, like... It's just a joke where another guy puts on the shades he's like, take those off.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
And then I liked the music a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
A huge, like, 70s vibe. It was like...
It was like a blaxploitation film.
Yeah.
And it played out like a movie. Like, you could watch
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
One,
I thought that was like...
It flowed from episode to episode very well.
Yeah. The music was like... Because it's like, obviously modern world, but it's like any...
Where do you
rank it? The order...
Sorry.
I'd probably go Daredevil season one... Then Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and then Daredevil season 2
yeah.
is where I put
it. I like this a lot. I think there's a great amount of action in it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, the legal stuff I found very entertaining still because it's more like police stuff instead of like law stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the secondary storyline.
Yeah, because it was more like investigation in Daredevil.
Yeah.
Like reporter stuff. But yeah, I really love this show. Like, they're all pretty neck and neck. Like,
yeah.
I think I can clear. I mean, I like Daredevil season two. It's good, not all those characters and stuff. But I think, like, all those three are a lot closer together than, like, Daredevil season two is to any of the other three. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And then I thought it was weird that they didn't have that much Jessica Jones reference.
Yeah. There was only, like, a couple
times.
There
was a lot more Daredevil and Iron Man 2. Well, like, Hammer.
Yeah, the reference. Hammer. I thought it was really cool to bring, yeah. Hammer hasn't even been talked about since. They did that one shot, but like Iron Man 2, like now it just made me more curious what's going on with Hammer Tech because he's in jail, but his company must still be going
and like still up to its old tricks. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like they're probably doing pretty well because the Stark bought out of weapons.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he's the new fish in town, and he probably still has government contract. Like his technology is probably so good that it doesn't matter that they're associated with a criminal. I guess. Yeah. But, I thought that was interesting to bring that back. But that was cool. It explained all the tech-based stuff and the Chitauri, like the weaponry and stuff. Like, it's and all, like, they do it so well, like, all the subtlety. Like,
I think this one was the most connected into other shows
it
and
was.
The universe.
I even thought it was, like, because it takes place, like, 2015, like, late 20... It's, like, right at... Because they referenced season two of Daredevil a little bit, of, like, the Punisher stuff.
The Punisher. I know
so
a guy in
it's happening
Hell's
like
Kitchen.
A month after that, or like in the same ish timeline. So like this is pre Civil War.
Yeah.
So it's even like Civil War like build up ish with all of like the dealings of powered people and stuff, and like it's like even that is like lead up to Civil War almost type stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And like I'm not gonna spoil the ending. This doesn't spoil the end. Like, but like there's an explanation there. Possibly an explanation why he wasn't in like Civil War.
Yeah,
possibly. Like it could be like, oh, like he wouldn't be in Civil War if you, depending on where what they do with the Defenders. I don't know what year that takes, but like who knows what comes next.
And then even like the musical guests that they had, like they had a dude who was rapping in a suit in the beginning of episode five. And then I looked up that guy, and I've just been listening to his music like all week.
Yeah,
not all week, all 2 days since I finished the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, holy crap, like how did I not know about this? And
and
then they referenced like real music, and then they had cameo. Like I thought there was a cameo, I think, in episode was it 10 or 11? And I was like, this is the greatest cameo in any Marvel
I did see a clip of that. I don't know if it's spoiler because it wasn't really in a trailer. But it wasn't a clip. Like I saw that clip before I saw him in the episode. But I don't know if
upsetting?
It's a spoiler or not. Not upsetting. I liked it. I thought that's all he would be in it, and then there was a little more.
Well,
because
he also did
really
the song. Like, there's a song on the Luke Cage soundtrack that he did.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of spoils it. Method Man makes an appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really
I thought
cool.
That was awesome.
I love that whole conversation with the radio.
With Sway?
Well, I like the whole, with Sway. I like that, and I like both scenes she was in.
Yeah, I was like, man, Method Man really stole the show.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I feel like they filmed that part a little later just to be even more current with...
like Black Lives Matter and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like the concept of like his costume, like a hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that.
And then I
liked
the use of the tiara.
Yeah. They found
ways to be like true to the character.
Yeah.
And then like also like really modernized, like really relevant stuff.
I mean,
I know like the whole... There has been problems like forever, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like it was very in touch.
Whole montage
after
like coincide
with
what's
thing.
Exactly is
like,
going on.
There's that one scene after Method Man. You see, they like go back to the bodega. The guy's selling the hoodies, and you see that, and I was like, "This is very like relevant."
Oh yeah, I'm like I could see that happening like in the real world.
Yeah,
like, not because like the same type of thing going on. Like that they wear that stylistically
to protest
and like. Like, we're all, this is all you see in us, and this is all stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, this is like pretty in touch with what's going
like
on.
Like, current events. Yeah. I mean, granted, like, I think Trayvon died like 2 years
ago. I know
years
it's been
ago,
going
so
on
it's like,
for a while.
It's crazy to see
but
how
I mean,
far
it's
time's
terrible
passed.
That it's still relevant now.
Yeah.
Like, I, that like, oh, like, when they're doing it, they're like, hopefully, like, we won't have to be like, this can be more fiction, but now it's even more relevant now than it was. So it's terrible.
That, and then I thought the bad guys were great.
Yeah, I liked how unpredictable it was. Yeah, really. And I'm like, what's going on the whole time, pretty much. But they were all like, these Netflix shows just do it so well, and you get to like look into the characters, and you get to feel sympathy for some villains.
Yeah,
you get to see their like origins and stuff too, and see why they feel the way they do.
That's what I was actually most surprised by with Luke Cage. I was like, surely by now it'd be like very formulaic.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, and it wasn't.
No,
and
no,
I was like, that was great.
That's the thing, like Daredevil season one, Jessica Jones season one, they're not exactly formulaic, but it's kind of similar in the fact that like we don't reveal the villain for 4 or 5 episodes, we don't do this, we don't do that, and like it was, you expect that,
and then there's like the backstory episode on the bad guy, and then there's like this.
So you go into Luke Cage thinking that, and then they shift it on you,
and then you're like, wow, this is awesome.
So I like the Luke Cage origin episode too. It's good stuff. It was just like,
that was crazy. That was a crazy episode because you barely see, like, you see current Luke Cage very little in that episode, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? And you're like,
I couldn't tell for a while. I was like, wait a second.
Because he looks very different. He doesn't have the shaved head and the, he has a full beard and a full afro.
Yeah.
So.
Then I was trying to figure out, like, when, how long ago this was and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, but when it would fall in time. That's why I was surprised that they didn't reference Jessica Jones more, because they're like, they referenced that he moved to Harlem.
You need, I feel like you need to watch Jessica, like the whole, his wife, like you don't, they, I don't even know if they mentioned that she's his wife
in
Luke Cage. I think they just assumed you watched Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Which like, that's awesome because we're watching this Marvel stuff, but like, but I always think the other, like, are they people so confused?
I don't know. No, because I know people, I know one person, and she watched Jessica Jones, and I was like, oh, did you watch Daredevil? And she's like, why would I watch like a superhero show?
Yeah.
And I was like, you watched Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I know. It's like, same thing.
I was like, it's the same thing. I was like, are you gonna watch Luke Cage? She's like, no. And I was like, well, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's all great stuff.
Yeah, so it was weird. But yeah, Luke Cage, I loved it.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, just they, just with the music and the style, they can make it feel so different. It's just, and they have all that connectivity into the larger MCU, but you still feel like it's
like its own thing.
Yeah, and you just feel like it's a regular show, and then like nothing of, like even the stuff that comes out like up, they're like, oh, that would seem oddball here. It doesn't feel that way though. It just feels like it fit.
Yeah, it felt very like, as weird as it sounds, like very grounded in reality, sort of like,
yeah.
It was believable.
That's what I mean by that. Like, it's weird that it feels believable. It's a guy that gets shot. It's
bulletproof.
Yeah.
But I was like, it sounds reasonable. Like,
yeah. For some reason, they just make it so well that you just feel like grounded in that world.
And like the way some of the other characters react to him. Like,
yeah.
Stuff. It's like,
that's what I also like about the Netflix shows is you get like in the movies, you never see like normal people do anything, or like you don't know how the larger context, how other people feel about what's going on and stuff. This, you get to see characters.
Well, I mean, that's the luxury they have by having, like,
obviously they have so much time, like, hours. You wouldn't spend time on some dude on the down the block like reacting, but like they react to a lot of stuff, and I'm like, oh, I guess like I kind of feel this world more. And then all the real stuff they put in there is weird too, like the Knicks. That's how I knew what year it was, because I was like, the Knicks. That's like the first episode. Yeah. They're showing the Knicks. It's like, oh, it's, okay, it's 2015. The season starts in like October. So it's 2015. Is it still?
See, this is
so
the show I didn't even pay attention to.
This is what I know. That's how I know it's going on.
Yeah.
That means the show started. The first episode is like either October, like, because they're talking about Porzingis getting drafted.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they were showing the Knicks on TV. So it was at least preseason October. So at least October is the earliest it would have started.
I don't know. My barbershop, sometimes they play old sports games.
I guess that's possible. But they're talking about Porzingis. So it could have been a different. So it was at least April then of 2015, because that's when he got drafted. Or June. Because
did we see winter happen in Harlem? That's the thing that we never see.
That's true. Season. And there's possible points where there could have been big time jumps. I just don't know how far. Or,
yeah.
Because there were a couple points where I was like, how much time has passed? I don't know. Like, it happened in Daredevil season 2, too. Yeah. I was like, how much time has passed? I still don't quite know.
Did you see that thing where they claim that Back to the Future is in the Marvel Universe?
Is it? Really?
Yeah, because there's like a newspaper article that that someone's reading in mm-hmm. the show. And if you read the rightmost panel, it talks about a doctor finding or inventing the...
Oh, they're saying it's real. Like Marty McFly yeah, exists.
Because it's like this doctor named like Theodore Brown invented like mm-hmm. the hyper punch capacitor or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, it's like similar enough.
Yeah.
Where...
Ah.
Potentially the Back to the Future universe is in the Marvel universe. Ah,
interesting. That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's impossible, but
like, oh yeah,
rights wise, but that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I like all that like weird stuff. Like I'm like, oh, Method Man. Oh, Method Man's in the MCU as Method Man.
As Method
like,
Man.
That means if he tries to act, I'm like, he can't really act in the MCU ever.
Yeah, because I was like, the crazy thing. Well, we also know that Ghostface Killah is in the MCU yes. as Ghostface Killah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another crazy thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm always like, oh.
And so Wu-Tang Clan
because whenever
exists,
they make like a modern reference, I'm like, oh, that didn't change.
That means A$AP Rocky is also in the MCU as A$AP Rocky mm-hmm. because they mentioned him.
Yeah.
And Notorious B.I.G. is real.
Yes, exactly. And he's still, I mean, I assume he's dead because I don't think you would immortalize him with that painting.
That'd be a weird thing to like.
Oh, and Biggie's alive in this world.
Like, he comes back to life like somehow.
I mean, they got like powers and stuff. Who knows? Yeah. Zombie Biggie walking around.
That'd be crazy. So yeah, watch that. Let's move on to our discussion. Movie character you connect with the most? Do you have a new one in mind?
I was trying to think up one. Don't have... I don't know.
My badass answer would be like Han Solo. But that's not
true at
all.
It relates to his struggle, man. Yeah. He's just a smuggler trying to smuggle, and then he gets roped
into
the
spore. This is stupid. I know the answer, obviously. All Dev. Right. From Master of None.
Ah, like, there you go.
Yeah, that's my life.
I don't know if I have it. I don't know. I never feel like I relate to a character like too much. I feel like it's all so different.
No, I said movie character though. Shit.
Oh yeah, that's a TV.
What about the dude from Adventureland? Not really. I don't work at a theme park. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a shitty question.
It's a really hard one to answer. I'm trying to think that, like, there's no movie close enough to my life that I can really think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We didn't get an answer on Twitter, did we?
No.
I assume we didn't.
I assume Edwin just stopped listening to the podcast.
I think so, too. Like, that one time he answered a question, like, a week later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's... I mean, just like, we can break you down. Podcast. We can break you down. We try hard enough.
Yeah. Next week's question. What was... Should I had one in mind? Oh, name like an old TV show. Oh, no. Dreamcast, The Lion King. Sorry.
Yeah. I will change my answer from... This is assuming we can't use the same people. Or...
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
I think I would already do. I'll pick a. I mean, I'll probably say the same people, and then I'll pick an alternate.
Yeah.
Cast because
I think that was pretty fun.
I would love to have the same people, but I know like it. The Jungle Book cast was good. Like they could have.
Yeah, the cast like it was great.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Bill Murray, are you serious?
Yeah. So I can find some people, even though I love the previous cast, but I can find people.
Yeah. So do that. On Netflix today.
Arrow Season 4.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.